that was only a short term. We said, we were told that Paul is not going to be able to stay on the fluids for much longer. Mm-hmm. And when he got weaker, you wanted to bring him home so he could pass away at home, that he wouldn't have far to travel when he did get weaker, and he wouldn't be able to come straight home. But Lifford had then had said that there's nobody to say that he would last in a week, 2 weeks, a month, or maybe even 3 years. That was their next reply.
So it's not then necessarily about his age, then it could be the fact that he could be taken available.
They weren't taking on any long-term patients because they're looking to close the place down, as you know. Mm. And we weren't looking for long-term. We were looking for maybe a week, 10 days maximum.
And you know that from speaking to doctors and professionals.
The doctors have told us that because he's getting nothing to eat. So he has no food. He's only on subcut fluids now since last Friday. So he has no nutrition. So he is down to 7.5 stone at the minute. So he can't survive like that for longer. He's very alert. And he'd be more alert than, I suppose, most of the patients in Lifford Hospital. But we as a family want to spend all our time with him in Lifford, as we did in Letterkenny, and we have been. We know he's near his end, and you know, we just want him to be comfortable and be near home, and more people can visit him in the hospital in Lifford. And my mother, who is 80 years of age, can go up to him every day instead of having to travel to Letterkenny, which isn't easy.